Okay, well, hello everyone on this Saturday. Of course, in my time, it's noon. It might be morning for you. So thank you so much for attending. And if you're listening in the replay, thank you for listening in the replay as well. And today we are going to be doing a Being Your Higher Self meditation. So I'd like to say a few words about that and actually why I'm doing these meditations in this way. In case you're new, joining us for the first time, or need a little reminder, I started doing these meditations in response to the election and many people being quite upset by the election and fearful about the future. And I knew that that was not a condition that was going to actually help us to move forward, and that there are things at work that we don't know about in terms of our spiritual growth as individuals and as a planet, as the human race. And so as I was typing out my newsletter and talking about find something to do that will help bring more love into the world, whatever that is, I got the inspired idea to do these meditations. And I know that meditating alone is an extremely powerful practice, both in your own life and making your life work and your spiritual growth and how you interact with the people around you. But when we get together, it's actually exponentially more powerful. So this is why I'm doing these the way I'm doing, with no opt-in, with, you know, they're free, because this is my gift. This is my inspired idea for how I can contribute to opening more hearts, bringing in more light, anchoring more of that on the planet. So it doesn't happen without you. So I want to thank you. And also, if you have friends, relatives, you know, people you know that meditate or that are even thinking about meditating that might be interested in joining us, please feel free to share the link, all right, because that just adds to the power of these meditations that we do. And so today, the Being Your Higher Self meditation comes from a book called Spiritual Growth by Saneya Roman, who I've talked about a lot. Saneya is one of my teachers. She's an inspiration. She writes with her guide, Oren. And she was actually, this is information that I've been looking for like 30 years before I found it. So I really love sharing this with people. And so I want you to understand what your higher self is. It's like, if we're going to do this meditation, what is your higher self? What does that actually mean? And so I'm going to take this right from her book. So forgive me, but I'm going to read a little bit about this. So your higher self is a dynamic, growing life force consciousness. It exists in a realm where all beings are united as one multidimensional consciousness. Your everyday consciousness is an aspect of your higher self that lives in your physical reality. Your higher self sends you impulses to be loving and united with others. Your higher self knows harmony, order, and light. When you add these to your life, you are operating as your higher self. And your higher self knows why you have the challenges that you have. Your higher self is the very essence of who you are and holds the accumulated knowledge from all your lifetimes. It's the wise teacher that exists within you. So your higher self can speak to you in many ways. And when you practice getting into this higher state consciousness of actually being your higher self, that's where you'll find your guidance and your inspired ideas. And your higher self is always trying to communicate to you. It talks to you through your intuition and your feelings. And it can also communicate by sending you odd coincidences and synchronicity in the forms of people or newspapers or books or movies even, just those things that you want to sit up and take notice and listen, because this is your guidance. And so you can get guidance right within this meditation. If you don't get anything during the time, I ask you to bring a paper and pencil to this meditation in case you want to jot down anything, because I'm going to be giving you a moment where I'm not going to say anything so that you can listen and get quiet. If nothing comes to you at that time, though, don't think that, you know, something's gone wrong, because now you want to pay attention to the synchronicities, the coincidences, the, you know, something somebody says that can come out of their mouth might be just the message you need to hear, or even a line from a movie, you know, something you read in a book. So just be aware and pay attention. And actually, synchronicity is a term that was coined by the psychiatrist Carl Jung, because he noticed that his clients were talking about these coincidences that would happen to them that would be kind of messages to them that would change the course of their life if they paid attention to them. And he sat on that for 20 years while he kind of did his research before he published, and he coined the term synchronicity. And these are so important as guideposts in our lives that in my life purpose programs that I do with people, I actually have a section on coincidences and synchronicities, because these help us find our purpose as well. But they guide us for anything that we need guidance on in our lives, relationships, health, you know, what to do next. All of these things our higher self guides us to do. So when we're in that higher self state, that's the time when you want to make decisions about your life. Is to, by being in that state, because your decisions are going to be better decisions. And as we attune more to our own higher selves, we're now anchoring more love, we're anchoring more light, and that's what we do to help the world progress. So as you anchor your own light, love in your heart, in on deeper and deeper levels, and there's actually no limit. Even if you're a very radiant being, there's still no limit to expanding that, that's how we as light workers can help add an anchor, more light, more love, more unity to the world, because it's up to us now. We can't look to our leaders to do that for us. We're the ones who do it. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to do a quick check to see if there's questions about anything I've said. Okay. Good. Okay. All right. So let's get started with the meditation. So sit with your eyes closed and adjust your posture so that you're comfortable. Perhaps just putting your hands at your sides, and begin by taking a few deep breaths. Imagine your entire body relaxing, starting with your toes. Bring a feeling of relaxation into your feet and into your calves and your thighs. Then up into your abdomen and lower back, into your chest, your upper back, and your shoulders. Next, relax your arms, your hands, all the way out through your fingertips. And now bring the relaxation up into your neck and into your head and face. Let the muscles around your jaws and your eyes relax. Do this until you feel peaceful, focused, and physically comfortable.
Adjust your posture so that your energy can flow more easily up and down your spine. Breathe a full breath into just your upper chest, moving your lower diaphragm and abdomen as little as possible. Breathe into your upper chest several times and notice how you feel. Now breathe into your abdomen several times, following this with several breaths into both your upper chest and abdomen. Straighten and lift your upper chest with a deep breath so your spine is more straight and upright. Notice that as you do this, you may also want to adjust the back of your head and neck to the most comfortable upright posture. This helps create fluidity in your emotional body. Open your heart center and make it easier to think in higher ways. You are now ready to meet your higher self. Imagine that you are being joined by many high beings who are sitting in a circle around you. Feel the peace, joy, and love all around you. These beings are here to assist you in meeting your higher self. Imagine your higher self in the distance, beginning to come towards you. You might picture it as a beautiful, shimmering, radiant light. Greet and welcome your higher self and invite it to come closer. Mentally ask your higher self to assist you in making a stronger connection. Feel the radiance of its love surrounding you and embracing you. Feel the lines of light coming to you from your higher self. As these lines of light touch you, feel your vibration increase. Your higher self is now merging and becoming one with you. Feel your molecules and atoms merging with it as if you are reclaiming a part of your energy. Let your higher self merge with you even more until all your energy patterns are taking on the radiance of your higher self. You and your higher self are now one. As your higher self, open your breathing to create a greater flow of energy in your body. Adjust your posture so that you are sitting as your higher self. As your higher self, adjust your shoulders and chest to reflect your confidence and wisdom. What facial expression do you have as your higher self? Think of a situation you want guidance about. As your higher self, you are going to give yourself advice about this situation. Imagine you are a wise teacher and consultant. What advice would you give yourself on this situation? You may want to speak out loud or write down your answers. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment and just let you tune into your guidance as your higher self. As your higher self, do you have any other messages, perhaps about your spiritual growth, your higher purpose, or anything else? Thank your higher self for becoming one with you. And sit as long as you like as your higher self. And with that, I am going to close the meditation. When you're ready, you can simply come back into your body as yourself. Gently stretch. And open your eyes. So thank you for joining us. And sit as long as you like. Bye-bye.